Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver. And again, I would encourage you, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, wherever you are, give our show a rating and review. Let us know what you're thinking, and I'm hoping that you are enjoying it. Today's episode promises to be one of those fun episodes. My guest is Mandy Moon. She is a brand and marketing consultant for sales teams, entrepreneurs, and small business owners. She works with those that want to do a better job of telling their story online in order to grow their business. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. I'm happy to be here.
So I guess the question that I have to start off with is, so what is your story?
What is my story? I love it. I spend all day long helping other people tell their stories. I rarely get asked mine. So just a little tiny bit about me. Yes, I like to call myself a storyteller. I absolutely love hearing people's stories, telling people's stories, all things stories is me for sure. But just a little bit of my background, I am a person who never, ever, ever thought I would be an entrepreneur. I worked in mortgage for 10 years. I was climbing the corporate ladder. I had no idea what even an entrepreneur, you know, was. I thought that people that started or owned businesses were people that had businesses passed down to them. I didn't know that regular people could, you know, just up and start a business. And so this venture for me has been 3 years running, and it is totally something that I've loved with all of my heart. I love this idea of being able to take control of my destiny and helping others do the same. So yeah, that's just a little bit, just a tad bit about me. Never thought I would be owning my own business and helping other people grow business, but here we are.
It's so interesting that you say that, because for me, I am an author and a speaker, and really it's about telling my story. Mm-hmm. And the concept of entrepreneurship is very close to my heart because of this. I'm a person with a disability, and a lot of people with disabilities aren't working at all, or they are working and they kind of get siloed into the disability service industries. Mm. And it's mostly nonprofits, and the opportunities for high growth and high earnings, it's just not there. And so to me, it's like, hey, I'm going to break the mold. I'm going to make my own way, make my own opportunities, mm-hmm. and really kind of hopefully set an example to say to people, regardless of what your situation is, there is an opportunity out there for you to, as you said, make your own way and kind of pursue your own destiny. So what kind of people then are you working with to help them tell their stories?
Absolutely. My heart is with sales teams. 100%, if I could spend all of my time working with sales staff, so people in automotive sales, mortgage, real estate, insurance, I love to work with teams that have what I like to call a vanilla product. You know, you can get a mortgage anywhere, you can buy a car anywhere, you can get insurance anywhere. But these individuals need help telling their story in order to truly connect with their audience and to differentiate themselves from other people selling the exact same type of product as them. So that's kind of where my sweet spot is, helping sales teams. So if I work with a company that has, you know, anywhere between 5 and 20 sales staff is kind of what I love to do. But I also am the founder of a group called The Good People, and we're a group of small business owners, entrepreneurs. We get together monthly for a power hour, we call it, and I teach a business building idea every month, and it's free, open to anyone who is interested in networking or learning a business building idea. So those are two of the types of ways I like to help people.
Excellent. And I'll be happy to put the information for your Good People networking group into the show notes, yeah, so that folks can check that out and possibly be a part of that. What is the storytelling process? How do people do this? Is it just kind of like sit down and talk, or is there more to it than that?
Sure, that's such a great question. I have three very, very specific stories that I try to get out of people. And I think the best part is that everybody has these stories within them. Everybody has these stories. It's just trying to find them and tell them with clarity and with authenticity that takes the work, right? So the three stories that I like to tell are, first, your founder story, how you got started. Second is your purpose story, what keeps you going, why you wake up and keep doing this every day. And third are your value stories. And your value stories to me are the most important, and they can be broken up into two separate categories. So first, what type of value do you have to offer your perfect client? Why should they care? What I like to say is, when your client is scrolling through their social media feed, scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, the question that people ask themselves is, every time they see a post, is, who is this person and why should I care, right? Who are you and why should I care? A good brand answers both of those questions. Who are you and why should this person stop to engage in your post? Why should they like it? Why should they comment on it? Why should they watch your video? And that is the value that you have to offer them. So telling a story that clearly shows that value to your client. And the second half of the value stories are your personal values, your values as a human being, your values as a brand. What stories can you tell that clearly show what you believe in, what you represent, what your process means? So value, I mean, is one word, but has two very, very separate meanings: what the value you have to offer, and then your personal values that you stand up for and live by.
I love it. So you've got the three categories. Can you give me an example of what is a really cool founder's story from one of the companies that you've been working with?
Yeah, I will actually tell you my founder story. I tell this story all day long because it is so uniquely ingrained in me. So like I said, I was in mortgage, right? Mortgage banking, 10 years. That's what I did. I wanted to climb the corporate ladder. And for a year, I worked my tail off, staying late, working weekends, missing dinners, missing all of the home life things so I could get this promotion that I was working towards. 1 year, just busting my butt, doing everything that I could do. And it came time for my review, and I had checked off all the boxes, right? When you do a review and you're going towards a goal, you have all the things you got to check off the list. I'd done all those things. So I went into my review just so excited to find out how much more money I was going to be making.
Right.
And so I sat in the chair, and my boss is sitting across the table from me, and I'm just sitting here ready, right? Ready to hear what my promotion is going to look like. And she proceeds to tell me, all of the reasons why I didn't quite measure up, all the reasons why I didn't quite get the promotion, and she's just listing all of these things. And it was that moment that I decided that I was never, ever, ever, ever going to put myself in a situation that allowed somebody else to tell me how much money I could make, how much money I was worth, and what I could and couldn't do, what I couldn't and could not achieve. And I immediately put in my notice at that time. I had started a side hustle with a friend of mine. We were selling online products and just built this kind of side hustle business in brand development. And through that side hustle, we were able to travel actually all around the country, teaching our brand strategies all over to different women at the time. And so I felt like I could take the leap at that point and just go full-fledged and focusing on that hustle. But that is how I decided that this life, no matter the cost, right? I knew the risk. I knew it was scary. It was the scariest decision of my life. But that is how I finally took the jump.
It is so interesting to hear your story. And I see a lot of parallels with my own story.
Oh, I love it.
Except that you were a little bit braver than I was, because I had been speaking as a side hustle for a long time. I was doing advocacy work and doing a lot of work in the disability community. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going through, I'm thinking, like, speaking is really my passion. It's really what I want to do. But I've got a steady paycheck that's coming in, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to take the leap. And then there were budget problems, and there mm-hmm. were going to be layoffs. And that was kind of the impetus that started the whole thing. It said, okay, listen, the steady paycheck went away. Now it's your choice. It's sink or swim. And I decided, like, let's go, let's make this happen. And it's been an exciting endeavor since then. So it's really interesting that you made the leap because you were like, hey, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Mm-hmm. I needed a little bit more of a shove, but it got me to where I am today. So then the next thing becomes your value story or your purpose story.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then tell me a little bit about your purpose story. What is that?
Yes. So purpose story is why you keep going. What pushes you through? You know, as an entrepreneur, it's hard, right? There are days when you're like, what am I doing? Do I just need to go back and get a regular job? Because it's hard. So you have to know what your purpose story is internally, but also on the other end, your clients need to know what keeps you going. Because if you don't clearly determine your purpose story and what your mission is and what you're out to do, your clients will make up that story for you. That's where you get stories like, oh, this guy's just trying to sell me this car to make money, right? Or this guy, he's just trying to upsell me on insurance or, whatever the case may be. If you don't clearly tell your purpose story, people will make it up for you. So part of my purpose story is I actually grew up in a family of sleazy car salesmen. That's why I have a heart for this, for sales teams and sales communities. My dad worked for a car dealership. My brother worked for a car dealership. My husband worked for a car dealership for some time. So I understand the hustle, the what have you done for me lately attitude, the making your numbers, the cold calls, all of it. And also my experience in mortgage, I was very, very similar. So totally understand that life. And I just remember growing up watching my dad work bell to bell, watching him work every weekend, stressing out at the end of the month, and to make his numbers. And he would get it, or sometimes he would, whether or not he achieved his numbers or not. When the beginning of the month rolled around, it was like a brand new slate, and nothing you did previously mattered, right? It was like, what have you done for me lately? And I hated seeing that. My dad was a good person, right? And my brother is a good person. My husband was a good person. And they just got treated just like, depending on how well they were doing at the time. And I, at my core, believe that that is not okay. And I wanted to give people, good people, just like them, the power to be able to generate their own leads, the control to be able to connect with the clients that they wanted to connect with the tools that are available today, which for me is social media, right? Social media is a way to connect with clients that you want to work with, a way to build trust with the clients that want to be loyal to you. And so that is my purpose story. That's what keeps me going. It's helping people just like my family, just like my dad, my brother, my husband, and the women that I've worked with build their businesses, right? To give them back the control.
Okay. So how do you get the story out there? Because I mean, mm-hmm. I know that Twitter has increased the amount of characters that you're allowed to have in a tweet, but there's no way to tell my story in, whatever, 250 or however many characters that is. How in the world do you get the story out there, just through social media, or is it blog, or what's the vehicle that you get the story out there on?
I love this question so much. For me, the how is not nearly as important as the actual story. For me, it's whatever social media platform you're using to consume information, that's where you should be getting it out. And you're absolutely right. You cannot get this entire story out one post, right? But the people that follow you or the people that are interested in you, the point of telling these stories is to keep them captivated for a long period of time, right? So you can tell parts of your story each post at a time. I tell part of my founder story every week. Every week I'm introducing a new part of myself, whether it's a past part that I haven't shared before or a new part of something that I'm learning. But people are constantly learning about me as a founder because I'm hopefully constantly attracting new people, right? So that is, you tell your founder story bits at a time. You tell your purpose story bits at a time. The vehicle, the platform, the social media platform you decide to do it is, to me, it does not matter, right? Whatever. I mean, some 13-year-old kid could invent new technology tomorrow that everybody's going to be using in 5 or 10 years. So to decide on the vehicle is less important. These stories are forever. They're foundational. They will, no matter what the vehicle is, build your brand.
I can only imagine that with social media, and you're right, it changes every day. You know, there was MySpace for a while, and then it just, you know, it always, it's progressing. And but with all of that, making sure that you get the right message out there, there there's got to be some things that you can help us to avoid, to make sure that we're not falling into the traps that are out there and actually doing ourselves more harm than good by telling our story.
Yes, there is one big mistake, right? And I always say, don't be that guy. Don't be the guy. Don't make this mistake. I'm so excited to share it with you because everybody needs to know. So if you're familiar with Donald Miller and StoryBrand at all, he is one of the people that have helped me develop this kind of mindset around not making this error. And what it is people are walking around, right? Every single person's walking around the hero of their own story. I'm the hero of my story. You're the hero of your story. What brands do, and they make this mistake, is they set their brand and they set themselves up as the hero, right? They say, look at me. We're the best. We're the fastest. We're the cheapest. We have the best customer service is the one that I hear all the time, right? They're trying to set themselves up as the hero of the story. Well, what Donald Miller's framework says is that every single good story has this, the theory is that it follows an exact framework. If you watch any movie, you read any book, it follows this framework. And it is that there is a hero, and that hero has a problem, or there's a villain. The hero meets a guide, right? And the guide has a plan. The hero follows the guide's plan and gets called to action. And then the hero saves the day, right? So when we position our brand as the hero and our customer is walking around with their own goals and their own things that they're trying to achieve, and they see another hero along the way, they're like, well, good for you, man, but I have my own place that I want to go, my own needs, the own things that I want to do. I don't need another hero right now. I need a guide who can tell me and help me get to where I want to go. So good luck, business, with your great customer service and your, all of the things that you have. I don't care. I'm looking for somebody that can guide me and help me, right? So don't be that guy by making yourself the hero of your brand story. You're the guide, right? So when I'm talking about my founder story, my purpose story, I'm not saying, look at me and all of the things that I've accomplished. I took the leap and, you know, I'm a big success and I'm fancy right now. No, I'm telling my founder story with the mindset that, hey, I took this leap and I can tell you all of the mistakes that I made. I can tell you what I'd do differently. And I would love to help you take the leap as well. I'd love to help you build the brand, save some time, save some energy, learn from my mistakes, right? So that's the mistake.
Wow. I'm thinking about that from my own personal experience. One of the more powerful stories in my own experience was when I was in rehab after my spinal cord injury. I'm trying to figure out how life is going to work now that I have all these limitations. And along came my occupational therapist, and she said to me, what do you want to do? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I want to do? You know what the level of my injury is, you know what I'm capable of. And she said, no, you tell me what you want to do and I'll work with you to accomplish it. And you may not do it like you used to do it. You may not do it like everybody else does it. It may take in a lot of creativity and perseverance, but if you're willing to put all of that in and have that understanding, you can accomplish anything you want. And so that kind of really changed my whole understanding. And what you're talking about in that is, I'm the hero. I'm trying to get to where I'm supposed to be. She's the guide. And in the story, actually, to me, the guide is the hero.
Right. That's oh, I love it. Chills, Rob. So good.
So in that, the position that you're looking for is to share your expertise. And yes, you are the kind of the hero of the story, but you're not the hero by being conquering the dragon. You are the hero by providing the training that is essential for the individuals that you're sharing this with to accomplish the things that they need to. That I love it. So as you build your story and you're kind of looking to share the story of how you've developed the expertise and how you can guide other people, we've talked a little bit about kind of how to share the story. Mm-hmm. Is there a process or a suggestion that you have so that it becomes something that is done not haphazardly, but with mm-hmm. purpose and with, how do you set that up? Do you schedule it or how does that work?
Yes, that's such a great question. I am definitely a process person. I like to think in buckets and categories to make things run smoothly. And so I have these three separate categories because I like to consider them a post at a time, right? So the process for me to be able to stay consistent in telling these stories is you start with a part of your founder's story. That's one post. Then you tell a purpose story. That's a second post. Then you tell a value story, and that's a third post. And there's a fourth story that we didn't touch on, but I'll tell you quick. And that's simply just your customer story. And that all a customer story is a value story told in your customer's point of view. So a specific example of how you've added value to somebody or how they found your personal values helpful for them. So that's the fourth story, and that's the call to action. So whenever I tell a customer story, I like to give an example and then call to action, either call me, message me, follow me, or whatever your call to action is. I only do it once every four posts, and it normally is tied to a customer specific example. So if you can follow that framework, founder story, purpose story, value story, then call to action or customer story, that's simple. Now, how you execute that, what platform you use, how often you do it is really up to you and your how you want to. I have some clients that execute all four of these stories in one day, right? Boom, boom, boom. They have all four posts. I have some clients that execute all of these stories just once per week. All I know is that these stories need to be told, and to get hung up on the how is bad, is dangerous, right? Don't get hung up on the how. Take the time to think these stories through. It's more, what you say is more important than where you say it or how often you say it.
Okay, you say that, and yet I'm wondering.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'm doing my podcast, and I made a commitment that I'm going to do two episodes per week, mm-hmm. and they come out on Tuesday and Thursday, and it's consistent. And that's how important, though, is if you're going to release these, that you have consistency to what you're doing. So it can be doing all four stories in one day or all four stories in how important is it to have a consistent pattern to what you're doing?
I believe consistency is of the utmost importance. Consistency is super important. And so for me, though, it's you just make the commitment, right? I have some people who just won't start because they're afraid to commit to, you know, posting every day or posting four times a day. And my biggest advice is just to start with what you're capable of. So if you are somebody who is wanting to start, but you're scared that you can't come up with something to say every day, this is a framework for you to start. And if you're somebody like you, Rob, you already have consistency, you already have content built and a following, and you're just looking to level up, this is just a framework for you to take it to the next level, you know, to have a framework of stories to tell that's just next level. So wherever you are in your journey, I think this framework is helpful, but consistency, no matter to whatever extent you're able to execute without paralyzing yourself, that's the key.
I love it. Let me just ask kind of one more question as we're getting mm-hmm. towards wrapping this up. And mm-hmm. that is, like, your founder story doesn't change. It's mm-hmm. kind of, that's what happened. This is why you started. Mm-hmm. But your purpose story, I would imagine, is not going to change a whole lot. But those value mm-hmm. stories, how do you add new stories? How do you keep that fresh? Or where do those additional stories come from?
That's such a great question. I love it. All the great questions today, Rob. So good. Value stories for me come from learning and growing, right? So as an entrepreneur, I've learned that personal and professional development has been the key to growing my business. The more I learn, the more I connect, the more I reach out to mentors, the more I try to grow myself as a person, the more I am able to grow my business, right? So these value stories and even parts of your founder story and purpose story kind of change is not the right word, because you're right. They do stay very constant and they're very foundational, but they kind of open your eyes to deeper levels of those stories, right? When I, at the moment that I quit my job, I was like, I'm done, right? I'm just quitting my job. But now that I've gone through the process of developing, of personal development and understanding the why behind I felt that way, why I felt that way, and the why behind I made those decisions, the more stories I can tell, right, about that. It's just a deeper understanding. So constantly curating these stories, constantly learning and growing is what's going to help your business grow.
That's wonderful. Mandy, you have been exceptionally helpful today. If people are looking to get a hold of you, where's the best place to find you?
Yes, I'm on most of the social medias. Instagram and Facebook is my favorite place. It sounds like, Rob, you're a Twitter guy. That's not for me. But my handle is Mandy with an I, M-A-N-D-I, Mandy Moon Consulting. Please go ahead and feel free to check out my website, mandymoonconsulting.com. There's a free video series on further developing these stories if you're somebody who wants to get down to the nitty-gritty and start actually creating these stories for yourself. I have a free video series on there to go ahead and do that.
Fantastic. And I'll put that link down in the show notes so that folks can visit your site, check out the videos, and hopefully it's something that they can learn from and get their own story out there. Mandy, you have definitely established that you are smart. I have learned a tremendous amount from you. The last part of the show is about people, and so this is my favorite part of the show. It is three questions to establish your humanity. It's a chance for It's a chance for people just to get to know who you are as a person.
Sure.
First question is super easy, and that is, when you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what goes on first, the peanut butter or the jelly?
Peanut butter, for sure.
And now, do you do peanut butter on both pieces of bread or just one?
I just do one on each, yes. And more peanut butter, less jelly.
And are you crunchy peanut butter, smooth peanut butter?
I would prefer smooth, but I would eat crunchy. I'm not picky. I'd eat it too.
So it's really funny because a friend of mine that we call Grandma O, she used to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for me. And she taught me the trick that if you are making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you are going to consume later, if you put peanut butter on both pieces of bread and then put the jelly in the middle, you don't get the soggy jelly piece of bread.
Oh my gosh, that is genius. That makes total sense. Yes.
Next question. Who would play you in the movie of your life?
Who would play me in the movie of my life? Okay, I would have to say Catherine Zeta-Jones in the Zorro era. You know, Catherine Zeta-Jones. If right. I could do anybody, it would be her in that era. I would love her to represent me.
I love it. And last question is, do you have a favorite author?
I do. Oh, gosh, I have so many. Oh, so many. Tactically, Brendan Burchard is my favorite as far as having tactical things to execute. But when it comes to thought, Brené Brown has been instrumental in my development. So actionable steps, Brendan Burchard, thought process, Brené Brown.
Excellent. Hey, Mandy, you have been wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. I think this has been something that everyone can learn from. Folks, check out her website, and I'll say thanks for listening. Follow us on social media. We are LFSP Podcast. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. We're all over the place. Thank you all for listening. I will remind you, as always, if you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.